Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's all right. Everything will be all right now because the Good Day program is back on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Hello. Explaining how they feel about things, the reality of their world as it couples with your world. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The number of children in our country that are under foster care. Mm-hmm. Ever give this any thought?
Yes.
Yes, actually, because I'm thinking about adopting.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
A child?
Wow.
No, a dog.
That's what
I thought. Of course, a child.
You've got so much time. Why not?
Well, Jennifer, how in the world are you going to adopt a child?
You'll miss me, won't you, Debbie? Maybe my appearance on the Good Day Show might be only a couple of days a week, but you never know. I mean, Look. Having kids is on my agenda of things that I really want to do, and I want to really do it.
But you
right
have
way.
Your father.
That's true.
This is true.
And I have you, and I have Rich, and I have Roberta.
That's true. You don't need any more children than us.
But you know what? I have not met the person yet, at least that I think, that, you know, I can give me the children that I want. And so, you know, at some point, I'm not getting any younger. Going to have to make some tough decisions. I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow or maybe even next year, but I've been thinking about it, and I've actually been saving some money.
It's a great,
there
great
you
thing.
Go.
Yeah, you'll love it.
So would you adopt an infant or an older child, do you think?
I don't know. I would. And here's the other thing that I've struggled with
Father,
is, you know,
Richie
do you just get inseminated or do you adopt? But there's so many kids that need homes, and even though, you know, as a single person, I know not every adoption agency would
I think
work
you
with
should
you.
Adopt a dog and a child at the same time.
I'd rather have the child.
And by the way, add an addition to your house to coincide with all of them.
Yeah.
Well, she
so
can do
can
that's pretty easy.
Breakdown.
There's a lot of cardboard that's at the local dump. She can just use that on the back of the house.
Add on a whole upper level.
Right. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, so I've thought about foster
you know what?
Kids. Yes.
I'm trying to imagine your father as a grandfather as
oh
well
my
as
God.
I.
He is so excited.
Oh, he would love it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, no, he'd be great.
He's like, I wish you had some kids already. He's like, I just want to stay home on the weekends and play with them. And I'm like, perfect. You can have them on the weekends.
Yeah, right. And you can have them early in the morning when I'm on the radio.
So you can just have them all the, I mean, and my mom's retired now. It's actually, I have a nice support group around me, which is pretty good.
Your dad would be bringing them bottles of grape juice as young toddlers.
Right. This, and get it there.
In 20 years, this will be a fine wine.
Yeah, right. All right, well, that's interesting. That's good to know.
You know
but if
we
you're
were...
going to leave me, you're fired.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's the way it has to work around here.
That's just mean. I'm saying it's down the road, Ducky.
Down the road again. All right, Richie, what's on your alleged mind?
I think we should look into middays. It should be Doug Steffen's good
there
midday.
You know, you say that. Don't be facetious. There are a lot of people who want me to do this program
well,
from 9
what?
Until
I'm
noon.
I'm one of them. Add my
Eastern
name to
time.
The list.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Richie, anyway, what were you saying?
Well, my adopted daughter and I were just looking at a photo album that we have from when she was in foster care in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And so she looks at all the pictures, and she breaks this little album out every now and then, and we talk about the lady. She doesn't remember her. She was only from 5 months old to 11 months old when we got her.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks at the pictures, and she loves looking at that book of her as a little baby in foster care.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is because for the first time in 10 years, there's been a notable increase in the number of children in foster care in our country. The number now is 415,000 plus in the foster care system. That's up from 401,000, 14,000 more. There were in, I think it was just after World War, listen to me, after September 11th, the peak was 524,000 children in foster care. Don't know what the correlation is, but it was down and then up and down.
Poverty level.
Maybe I'm reading too much into 2002.
Poverty level is at unbelievable high rates right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that has to have a lot to do with it.
So is there a way, and that's what Jennifer just addressed, that you would get involved in foster care? Do you know somebody? If you're not involved, have you thought you wanted to be? Do you know somebody who is? The number, there's that on one side. And then why are there? Richie says that it's because of the economy. What does that mean? You just throw your kid out on the street and say, here you go, child.
No.
Is that how it works?
I just think that people have situations. Well,
but
that
how?
Go
if,
on,
please explain. How does one become a foster child and then a foster parent? How
think
does that
about
happen?
The dad problem that we're already having in this country. You see it a lot in Black America where there just aren't dads present anymore.
They stay.
Very easy for them to leave. So if you have then just one parent. And this is what I struggle with my own situation. I don't know if I want to do this without somebody else. You know, I mean, that's a real struggle for me because I think kids do. I mean, they thrive most in a, you know, dual parent home. But
absolutely. Everything.
You know, and that's a real struggle. But I would say that once you have the dads out of the picture and then you have moms who are having to work, provide, most times they have a lot of kids. All of a sudden, maybe the state comes in and takes them away. Maybe they decide that they can't do it and they give them up. I mean, you don't hear a lot of people talking about adoption as a alternate choice to abortion these days. You hear the abortion story so often. I don't know how many people actually give their kids up from adoption at birth or how many get taken away somewhere longer, you know.
Well, that was another question.
Life.
How much more active is the government in taking children away from their parents? I think there's more of that now
I think
than
there's
there
a
ever
lot
used
of that.
To be.
You're probably right.
Some of it's appropriate,
you know,
some of it's not.
Know someone, you know, a few degrees of separation, but know someone who had three foster kids and started abusing them, which I think is also pretty prevalent in that world, sadly. And at 12 years in prison. And that was a plea deal. That's it's if he goes in and pleads
those
out.
Those people
give
who do that,
years,
well, remember
they
the
should
story
be shot.
About the free range parents a month or two ago here locally outside of Washington, D.C.
The government comes and says
the government wanted to take their kids and did take their kids away shortly because they let them walk three blocks home from the park by themselves.
That. Yes,
ridiculous.
By the way.
Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, you're right, Doug. How much of that is just government intervention?
Yeah, I think they're cooking their own books, frankly. But an interesting study that's out today. In a moment, say it again, Doug. In a moment, women on money. Maybe a different sort of woman on money. I want to talk to Roberta and Jennifer, who are both very responsible with their money, and see what they think about how women might appear, if you will. You get the drift of where I'm going. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's time to answer the age-old question, how many extracurricular activities are too many? Well, the obvious answer and the easy answer is that it varies from child to child, but there's more to it than that. Here's the developmental science of it. Typically, when a child is young, we try and expose them to as many activities as possible. Everything from music to art to sports, and slowly but surely, these activities tend to weed themselves out into areas where the child excels.
I can create stuff out of nothingness. I can alter the fabric of reality.
But if you catch yourself rushing around, exposing your child to many, many things, and forgetting to be a family, then you've added at least one too many activities to the family. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Extracurricular activities should accentuate the child and the family, but never one at the expense of the other. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a study, most of us aren't satisfied after getting an apology. Why?
Because it seems insincere. Here's how to make sure yours doesn't.
Use the basic ingredients of an apology: regret, a clear I'm sorry, and a request for forgiveness.
Also include empathy, an offer to compensate, and acknowledgement that something was violated.
As a general guideline, when apologizing to a spouse, emphasize empathy.
To a colleague, emphasize the offer to compensate.
And to a friend, emphasize the violation.
And for true reconciliation, show that you'll do something else.
Let your actions speak louder than words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer spent his entire 10-year career with the New York Islanders, winning four Stanley Cup championships and being named playoff MVP in 1982.
A play comes to the line. Here's a chance for Bosse. Scores!
So where is Mike Bossy now? After retiring, Mike spent 2 years as a TV broadcaster for the Quebec Nordiques. He also began doing promotional work for Humpty Dumpty, a snack food manufacturer in Eastern Canada, eventually becoming the Quebec sales director in 2003. Mike returned to the Islanders organization in 2006, and today he's their VP of Corporate Partnerships.
And whatever personal success you have, well, that comes along with the team's success.
Mike Bossy, back where he belongs. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Everybody say hi to our Facebook friends, Matthew Cahen and Kristen Kenty.
Hey, guys.
Listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who writes on their timeline? Do you write things in your timeline, Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all
really?
The time.
What's the last posting you did?
Well, let me tell you. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, I think, oh, God, you guys are going to go, ooh. The last posting I have is the video of my interview with Mike Huckabee.
Really? Yeah, that is. I saw that. We were looking
at it. Did you watch the video?
Watch
the video.
I did not. I think Meredith did, and she thought it was cool, but she's one of your biggest fans anyway.
Yes.
So, anyway, the Pope is talking about climate change with people here in America. Talking about immigration with people here in America and inequality. Some of the things that'll make Congress uneasy, the president uneasy. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't we want to address some of these things? I go back to leadership. We need leadership on all of these fronts. And so I think that's why he is. I have no real agenda here with him other than I like his. I want to every once in a while point out some of the things that he's doing that I think need to be done. There has to be some mollification when you are dealing with these issues. And he's reasonable. He has a reasonable mind. All of these things are admittedly a problem. But how do you reasonably solve them? Something that the United States Congress, the United States government hasn't been able to figure out because they're not reasonable. The people, most of the politicians in this country are unreasonable, unreliable, and frankly, unworkable when it comes, other than how they take care of themselves. Speaking of the government, Secretary of the Treasury says that it may be next summer we will add a woman to a piece of currency. Why is this so dramatic? Why haven't there been women already?
I don't know. There have been. What about the Susan B. Anthony half dollar? I mean,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
It was a dollar and it didn't go anywhere because it was a coin.
Right.
Too bad it didn't because it'd save us a lot of money.
But
coins
it's not the
and
first time,
that
right?
denomination are smart. I don't know when it was before that. Do you know when there was another attempt for a woman on currency?
I don't know. I just think it's weird to pull off what's on currency right now
and change it
around.
But you go back to the 1920s when there was women couldn't vote. You know, it's the same. Hello. Why is this a discussion? If they're important women, we have a patriarchal society. Men created the Constitution. You don't see any women's names on the Constitution. Men have created a lot of the things that we live by. And I suggest to you one of the problems that we have in the world is that men create a lot of the things that we live by. Women are much better at so many things. But here we are. And I'm doing it myself to a point. Women are better at, instead of these people are better at because they're more qualified. Is it that we need a woman president? No, we need a qualified president for a change. Do we need a woman
but
to
don't
run?
Don't disqualify her if she's a woman.
No, well, that's
right?
the point.
Yeah.
Women
Let
have been
just
disqualified
be qualified. Yeah.
just because they're women.
I'm looking at other countries who have already put women on currency. Syria.
Syria.
As a woman,
really?
One of their bills.
That's pretty embarrassing when they
she
beat us.
She was a former queen, yeah. They beat us to the punch.
Right.
The Philippines.
Hello.
Turkey. Mexico.
Right on it. We're supposedly the most progressive country in the world. 21 after on Good Day.